We're here with Keith Booth, about to be entered into the Maryland Hall of Fame. How'd that make you feel, Keith?
Great honor. You know, I just really reflect on, you know, the fact of being a young kid growing up. You know, I remember being 8 years old, and I got a Maryland sweatshirt for Christmas. You know, I was a big Len Bias fan growing up, and I had an opportunity to watch him and follow Maryland basketball basically all my life. You know, as a young kid growing up in East Baltimore, that's something you never really think about. You know, I had an opportunity to play at the state school for one, then I had an opportunity to be inducted to the Hall of Fame. You know, that's something that as a young kid you never think of, but for it to be coming to light, you know, it's something that you really take as an honor, and, you know, I definitely appreciate it from the university.
Certainly you've added a Baltimore flavor to the Maryland team. With Braxton and Dino and now Sean Mosley. Speak a little bit about Sean Mosley. I saw you at a lot of his games, and tell what made you really fall in love with the kid, because he's a great kid.
Well, first of all, I mean, just like you said, him as a kid overall, you know, very mature. And Sean is one of those guys that understand, you know, coming in that, you know, being a local guy, a lot of tension comes with that. You know, some guys can handle that, some guys can't. But Sean was one of those guys that, as a staff, we knew and felt comfortable with that. He's the type of guy that's mature to the point that he can get it done both on and off the court for us. And Sean understands that. He also understands that everything he did, the success that he had at the high school level, is behind him now. And I think that's something that's going to really help him. You know, he does a good job as far as keeping things in perspective and understanding that this is a new level. So now it's just a matter of doing the things he's done to get him this far, and then transferring everything over to the basketball court once we start.
I know you and Gary are ecstatic about him. How do you see him? I know it's early. How do you see him fitting in? I mean, he can certainly play everything. He can even play a little center if he had to, but how does you see, what role will he play on this team?
Well, I think, you know, first and foremost, I think the fact that Sean, the type of person that he is, he's an unselfish person and an unselfish player. And I think that goes a lot when you talk in terms of a freshman coming in with a lot of accolades, so to say. You know, he understands what it takes to win games, and most importantly, he's all about winning games. I think he's proved that in high school, and now it's just a matter, like I said, of duplicating the same thing at this level. You know, not putting any pressure on Sean, but he understands what's ahead of him, and he's worked his butt off to be in a position where he got a chance to play a lot for us this year. So for him, he understands the matter of just taking it one game at a time, and, you know, in one day at a time, and everything else to take care of himself.
Are we going to see a more fit Braxton Dupre the entire season? I mean, is he aware of what happened last year?
He's aware. Jack Braxton understands what's ahead of him, and I think one of the things that's really going to help him is having gone through it last year. You know, playing behind guys like Mbali Osby and James Gibson, and, you know, seeing the success that those guys had out in the court, I think, and going up against those guys every day in practice really is going to help him. So he understands this is an opportunity to really step up this year and really make a big contribution. So he's aware of what's ahead of him, and he's done a great job this offseason as far as getting the best shape that he can be in.
All right, Keith, look forward to the 24th to see you go into the Hall of Fame. Well deserved.
Thank you.